Across the US, there's been widespread condemnation of the shooting of two police in the racially troubled Missouri city of Ferguson. The nation's top lawyer and the local police chief call it an ambush of the officers who'd been on guard outside the Ferguson police station. The family of Michael Brown, the unarmed man who was killed by police last year, says the shooting does not support in any way their calls for justice. Activists and local politicians are now concerned that the incident will overshadow attempts to reform the city. And a warning, this report from North America correspondent Michael Vincent contains strong language.
There have been months and months of protest in Ferguson, Missouri. There were even random shots fired last year during riots as anger boiled over. But now two police, who are actually from neighbouring counties, have been hit in a volley of bullets fired at the end of an evening of protest prompted by the resignation of Ferguson's police chief, who as part of a deal was given a year's salary.
The fuck!
Acknowledgement 9 months ago would have kept that from happening.
As the two officers lay fallen, dozens of police, some carrying military-style assault rifles, assumed defensive positions outside the police station. Police Chief Belmar says not a single officer fired back, though they had seen the muzzle flashes in the dark. Several bullet casings were found on a nearby hill, and a massive manhunt has ensued. President Obama issued a tweet, "Violence against police is unacceptable. Our prayers are with the officers in Missouri. The path to justice is one all of us must travel together." The US Attorney General Eric Holder also condemned the shootings as heinous and the act of a punk trying to sow discord in the community.
"This really disgusting and cowardly attack might have been intended to unravel any sense of progress that exists, but I hope that that does not in fact happen."
What he's referring to is the purging of officials from Ferguson City itself. An investigation by the Department of Justice found the police there were being used for revenue raising, most often targeting African American residents. That, along with racial bias, that had a profound effect on the police and court practices, resulting in conduct that routinely violated the Constitution and federal law. The department also found 6 racist emails that had been circulating amongst officials, including one targeting President Obama. Several officials, including the city manager John Shore, have been forced out, as well as the judge of the municipal court, which is now under state supervision. Councillor Maria Chappelle Nadal now wants the mayor out as well.
"He's going to have to answer and be accountable for his own actions and what he's been aware of. What I will say, there are many of us, including myself, who have wanted the disbandment of the Ferguson Police Department for a very long time. Right now, there is no credibility when it comes to the city, and we're going to have substantive change for this community to have faith and confidence in any police."
The problem with the overnight shooting is that community leaders and others in the Ferguson protest movement fear their voices will be hijacked by the violence. Local community activist John Gaskin.
What happened last night is certainly something that none of us in this region are proud of. I think all peaceful protesters should make it very clear that they have nothing to do with the cowardly act that took place last night. This movement, this struggle, is about reforms and about accountability, not about keeping score, and certainly not about revenge.
Yet again, Ferguson has put race relations in the United States back in the public spotlight. Former head of the Republican National Committee, Michael Steele, is urging all sections of American society to confront the problem.
"Whether it's in business, whether it's in law enforcement, whether it's in education, racism is a thread that is woven throughout many aspects of our culture and our lives as citizens, and we need to confront that. I've said it for many times, until we get to the issue of black and white, everything else is going to, you know, not resolve itself, and we need to be a part of that conversation now, and these events remind us right now is the time to deal with it, not months from now."
Just last weekend, as he stood and commemorated the 50th anniversary of the Bloody Sunday civil rights protest in Selma, Alabama, President Obama said, "Our march is not finished, but we're getting closer." In the same speech, he also condemned the city of Ferguson for its oppressive and abusive actions against its black residents. This is Michael Vincent for The World Today.